Torah informs us of the mitzvah of Binyan HaMishkan, the mitzvah of the Doros, of building the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not surprising that the Torah includes all of the requisite kelim. The Rambam is explicit, Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Chaf, that included in the mitzvah of Osli Mikdash, V'shachanti B'socham, is not merely the structure, but all of the kelim as well. And therefore not surprising, the Torah tells us how to craft, how to fashion, each and every kli. When you look in these parshios of Truma and Tetzaveh, though, the Torah seems to go a step further. It doesn't only tell us to create the necessary kli, but the Torah tells us the very purpose of the kli itself. It doesn't really tell us to create the shulchan, but the purpose of the shulchan is for the lechem hapanim. The Torah doesn't really tell us to create the mizbach hapnimi, but the Torah tells us, and on that you will offer the ktoris. And one could raise a very simple question, that why is that necessary? I understand the Torah tells us you have to construct a mishkan, a Beis HaMikdash. You have to have all the necessary, the requisite kelim. But why is it necessary for the Torah to stress avoda? If you look in the subsequent parshios, the Torah will deal with each and every avoda at length. And maybe a more specific, poignant question, take a look in Parshas Tetzaveh. The Torah tells us you're obligated to craft, to create the Mizbeach, and on the Mizbeach you will offer the Korban Tavit. And no doubt that begs the question, many Korbanos are offered on the Mizbeach. Why is it the Torah emphasizes the Korban Tavit? So therefore two questions. The broad one, why is it necessary to emphasize Avoda? More specifically, when it comes to Mizbeach, why does the Pasuk emphasize the Korban Tavit? Perhaps one could suggest very simply that the Torah is not merely telling us, oh, realize that this is the avoda that will be performed on the particular kli, but that is necessary. That is necessary midine vosli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. Because when you look in the sugya Sanhedrin daf tezayin shvus daf tezvav, there the Gemara tells us the following. You're going to go ahead and to create all of the kelim. How is it that a person is mekadesh or mechanech, the particular kli? And there the Gemara tells us the following, that there is a marked difference. The kelim shasa Moshe, mishichasan mekadshan. You're mekadesh the kli with mishicha with shemen hamishkan. What about mikan ve'ilach? What about in future? What about in Beis HaMikdash? How is it that a person is mekadesh, is mechanech the kelim? Not shemen hamishkan, but rather avodosa mechanchasa. If you want to be mekadesh the kli, how do you do so? Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemen HaMishcha. But mikan ve'elech avodasa mechanchasa. In Parshas Truma, the Torah is explicit. Vosli mikdash v'shachanti v'socham is not really a mitzvah to construct the Mishkan, but rather it's a mitzvah l'doros of binyan beis hamikdash. The Gemara indeed is doresh, v'chein tasu is l'doros. Meaning, not only do you construct the Mishkan, but you have to go ahead and construct the Beis HaMikdash. And part of that, as the Rambam writes, is the Asiyas HaKelim. And you have to be Mechanech, and you have to be Mekadesh, those Kelim. How do you do so? Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemen HaMishcha, Mikan Ve'elech, Avodasa Mechanchasa. Which means that Avoda has two different elements. On the one hand, it's a mitzvah of Avoda, an independent mitzvah. On the other hand, the avoda is necessary in order to be mekadesh, to be mechanech, the kli, avodasa, mechanchasa. So therefore, if I ask you, what exactly is the role of the lechem hapanim? You'll tell me, oh, there's a twofold role. Number one, it's midine avoda. For that, I'll look in Parshas Emor. But also, it's midine hashulchan, of avodasa, mechanchasa. So therefore, in Parshas Truma, the Torah is going to emphasize the lechem hapanim, pashur pshat, not b'toras avoda, but b'toras avodasa mechanchasa. So if the purpose of these parshios is to instruct us how it is that you create the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash, and how is it that you are mechanech the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash, how is it that you are mechanech and mekadesh the kelim, well, of course, the Torah has to also emphasize the avoda, not just simply the asiyas hakli, because avodasa mechanchasa. It's unusual that recognize that you have to have a kedushas hakli in order to do avoda, but the avoda is mekadesh the kli with the tchilas avoda. A fascinating example of boin keecha, that simultaneous with avoda is indeed the kiddush hakli. With that in mind, I would suggest you can answer that second kasha. You know, there is a mishnah menachos daf memtes. You go ahead and you build a mizbeach. You have to be mekadesh, mechanech the mizbeach. In order to do so, you have to have hakravas hakarban. Any carbon? Certainly not. The Mishnah, you can only mekadesh and mechanech the mizbeach with the carbon tamid. Avodasa mechanchasa is the carbon tamid. That's exactly why in Tetzav the Torah tells us that build the mizbeach and offer a carbon tamid. B'toras avoda, there are many different karbanos that are offered, but avodasa mechanchasa, to be mechanech, mekadesh the kli, that requires the carbon tamid. And that's why that carbon is singled out as the tchilas avoda, the carbon of avodasa mechanchasa. And therefore, the reason the pasuk emphasizes the avoda is not because simply of the mitzvah of avoda, but rather because avoda is a mekadesh, avodasa mechanchasa. And you cannot have the kedushas hamikdash with its kelim without avodasa mechanchasa. That's why the pasuk mentions the avoda, and perhaps that's why the pasuk mentions specifically the role of the carbon tamid when it comes to mizbeach. And that, I will tell you, is a mindset, a consciousness, a hashkafa. You know, Baruch Hashem, that we're zochet to perform mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah. But you know what? Sometimes we fail to emphasize the concept of avodasa mechanchasa, that avodas Hashem holistically and Esek B'Torah and Shmiras HaMitzvos are not just standalone opportunities for Schar and Onesh and Asiyas HaMitzvah, but it's Mekadesh, it's Mechanech, Kadshenu B'Mitzvosecha, Asher Kedushonu Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu. You know, and sometimes a person can perform a mitzvah and you know, you try to get by minimally, no? To fulfill a mitzvah on the fly. You know, sometimes, yes, a Kima Mitzvah. But when you think about the notion of avodasa mechanchasa, that a mitzvah transforms, and the Esek B'Torah is something that informs our avodas Hashem, you know, that requires that you have to take a step back and you have to recognize the privilege that we have of kadshenu b'mitzvosecha. It's not only limited to avodas hamikdash, the concept of avodasa mechanchasa. And it behooves all of us in terms of our Esek B'Torah, our diktuk and tefillah, our kiyum hamitzvos, to recognize both dimensions. Number one, the mitzvah in and of itself, of course, but to realize how impactful it will be in terms of who we are, what we stand for, our mindset, our consciousness. Avodasa menachasa requires, though, a significant earnest kavanas halev. There's an amazing Ramban, the very beginning of Parshas Truma, where the Ramban writes that when it comes to Aron, that's written by Lashon Rabbim, V'osu Aron. Lashon Rabbim means Yavo Hakol. Everyone has to participate in Asiyas Aron. Yavo Hakol V'yasku Baron Kadesh Yizku Kulam LaTorah. And the Ramban raises a very simple question. How do you do that? How does everyone participate in crafting an Aron? It's a fascinating issue even in Lamdus. What was the Avodasa Mechanchasa of Aron, there really isn't avodas Aron. That's a din in Mikdash David and Simon Beis at length. What's the avodasa mechanchasa? The Paras Yofi quotes from Chaim Oze, the Simas Haluchas, is the avodasa mechanchasa of the Aron. A very beautiful, beautiful chiddush. But when it comes to Aron, the Ramban writes, va'osu, yavo hakol. How does everyone link to the Aron Hashem? The Ramban writes three possibilities. One very simply is this, Yazer the Bitzal Ezer Ma'at. There were those physically that were able to half Bitzalo, craft the Aron. Amazing. That some among Klal Yisrael were able to go into fashion the Aron. And there were others, Uth Ramban writes, Sheis Nadvu. They were able to supply the material for the Aron. But those who helped Bitzalo hands on, and those who provided the materials were far a select few, but everyone was obligated to participate. The Ramban writes, Shi'echavnu l'davar, yechavnu l'davar, kavana salev, a mindset to attach yourself to the Aron Hashem. And that the Ramban writes, Mufurish, that's the kiyum of Va'osu aron. You can craft, you can give, but if a person decides that, you know, my mission in life is to connect to the Aron Hashem, the Ramban writes, that's part of the mitzvah of Va'osu aron. And that Ramban writes is the meaning of the Medrash, that Yavo hakol v'yasku baron k'deshizku kulam l'torah. But connecting to the Torah session, connecting to the Aron, that realize, that takes earnest kavanas alev. That's the avodasa mechanchasa of the esek b'torah and the kiyama mitzvahs that indeed we do. And it behooves all of us as B'nai Yeshiva that sees every opportunity of esek b'torah and shmir sa mitzvahs to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to connect the Torah Sashem, recognize that the notion, the yisod of avodasa mechanchasa is not only true when it comes to mikdash v'keilav, but it's true when it comes to all aspects of avodas Hashem. Kadshenu mitzvosecha, asher kedushenu mitzvosav v'tzivani. The lofty privilege that we have to be able to link to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Esek B'Torah and Shmiras HaMitzvos.